This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Ari Shapiro.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Like much of the world this week, we've been asking what's really going on in North Korea. We do know that the country's leader, Kim Jong-il, moved his youngest son into position to succeed him.
The North Korean media yesterday released the first official pictures of the young man, who had been all but invisible to the public up to now.
The next steps in the succession process remain obscure, and we begin our coverage with NPR's Rob Gifford.
The pictures have all been of agreement and conformity. Rows of delegates all applauding in unison in the way that North Korean functionaries do. But if you ask people here in Seoul, that's not the whole story.
What has happened the past 2 days is not the end of succession process, barely beginning of succession process.
Professor Moon Jong-in of Yonsei University says even though North Korea is very communist and still very Confucian in its hierarchical approach to politics, the young prince Kim Jong-un has a lot to prove before he can take over power.
To my understanding, North Korea is more Confucian than Confucius. If you cannot become leader with legitimacy without making contribution to the people. But Kim Jong-un has so far has not made any significant contribution to the people. Therefore, in the process of preparing his political succession, he will be making a lot of effort to impress North Korean people.
Brian Myers of Tongso University says not only is Kim Jong-un not going to be a Gorbachev-style reformer, but his lack of legitimacy could well lead to provocative behavior internationally.
The more problems, the more difficulty the regime has legitimizing this young man, the greater the pressure is going to be on North Korea to engage in provocations, to ratchet up tension with the outside world in order to rally the North Korean masses around the new leader. The fact that North Korea has chosen a young and untested leader is actually not grounds for optimism.
While much of the focus has been on Kim Jong-un himself, some analysts say that other appointments could prove to be more key, that Kim Jong-il has promoted his sister and her husband and strengthened his family as opposed to the old guard in the military.
Potential danger of the conflict between the party and the military is quite clear.
Choi Jin-wook of the Korean Institute for National Unification says even more important could be the rise of some younger generals in the military. For instance, Kim Jong-il has promoted one junior general over the heads of other generals into the Politburo Standing Committee and made him one of the 5 most powerful people in the party. That, says Che, could sow some seeds of anger among the military top brass.
The family members and young generals seem to be winner. They are now supporting Kim Jong-un, and old members of the military now are losing their power. You wake up one morning and you realize yourself, all of a sudden, your junior staff is in higher position than you are. It's a big shock to old guys in the military.
The Kremlinology will continue over the months and years to come, and the situation in North Korea could play out very slowly if Kim Jong-il lives many years longer. But if he is as sick as many suggest, analysts say events could become more complex more quickly, and those fault lines and power struggles could break out into the open. Rob Gifford, NPR News, Seoul.